This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
TikTok and bad investment advice. Don Grant, GFP?
CFP, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner. Yes.
Don, tell us about the TikTok.
Well, let me tell you about it. Morning, Steve and Ted.
Good morning, sir.
Well, you know, I participate in several social media. Heck, my company, Save Your Wealth, uses different platforms to educate clients and others about, you know, personal finance and investing. It may seem obvious, but social media is also full of bad financial advice because we're given the good stuff. What's being called Fine Talk or financial TikTok is one of the most popular sources of financial information and advice, particularly among Gen Z investment people, obviously, and millennials also listen to it as well. Investment firm Edelman reports that nearly 30% of those getting advice from FinTalk have fallen for financial guidance that was false or misleading. And about 20% have fallen for misleading financial content multiple times. Generation Zers, or Zoomers as they're called, who were born in the late 90s up to around 2010, are about five times more likely than adults in their 40s and older to get financial advice from social media. It's good to have such an accessible source of financial advice and tips, but there is also room for bad information and even fraud. Several pieces of advice that I ran across are just plain dumb. One tells their 1 million followers to copy the investments of millionaires. Heck, it worked for them, right? Geesh. Every investor has a different risk tolerance and need for income or growth. Wealthy investors can afford to lose in a downturn. Their trading costs may be much less because of greater volume, and they may invest for entirely different reasons. And of course, then there's the tax implication as well. Well, here are a few more. Cryptocurrency will make you wealthy. Retirement accounts are a waste of time. Put it all in gold and silver. Day trading is the quickest way to get rich. Or use life insurance to buy real estate. Well, these may sound logical, but every investment strategy needs to fit the investor's specific needs. Before taking any advice, vet the source by considering the source of the information and their motivation. Look at their qualifications, and if it seems too good to be true, you know the answer. Trust that it is. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give us a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
Today is National Stop Bullying Day.
Good day.
Bringing together students, faculty, and parents to end bullying. Of course, you're talking about bullying of youngsters in schools. There are all kinds of bullying in this world.
Yep.
Have you ever been bullied?
As a kid, I'm sure I think it happened.
Do you have any specifics that you remember? Because I don't. I can't. I can't remember being bullied. Maybe you were a bully.
I do remember one kid who, scrappy little guy. He was known for fighting, so he had this reputation.
Well, he had a chip on his shoulder, yeah.
And I remember he pushed me once, and then it happened a couple of times, and then my buddy Peter Gannon said, "You know what? You just got to nail him." And I did.
Okay.
And he never bothered me again.
Okay.
How about it?
The old Brady Bunch tactic?
Yeah,
yeah.
Fight back, man.
Well, it works, and it, of course I was conflicted because I had a mom who was like a peacenik, and she said, "You know what? You never fight violence with violence. Yeah. Be the bigger man." And so I did that at first, and I thought, you know what, this ain't working.
Turn the other cheek.
And not that that should be applied in every case.
How about that, Ted? Biblically, how many cheeks do we have to turn before we decide
to
punch back?
We have four.
Jesus said to forgive your enemies 70 times, seven times. So.
There you go, Don.
Oh, then I was wrong.
Turn your cheek again and again, or you can fight back.
You're human. What the heck?
Yeah.
I don't remember as a kid, a youngster, even through junior high. There was a guy in high school that he wanted to, he just wanted to pick on me.
Yeah.
He just, you know, he had tone in his voice. He never really wanted to threaten to punch me or anything like that. And he just, he was just a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You run into people like
and
that.
And I don't know if he's a bully. Cause
now, is he part of the group that you guys have cocktails with at the Monarch every week?
No, but.
But?
I have seen him in the past few years.
Did you punch him at old high school functions?
No, he's a different breed of cat.
Huh.
Really?
Very, very nice to me. Very nice.
Yeah. Well, he probably was all along. You never know what was going on at home.
Like,
you never know.
I had a feeling there's something at home.
Yeah.
That was doing that. But anyway, but I don't remember bullying people. I'll tell you this. There are all kinds of bullying, including, we talk about social media.
Cyberbullying. Yeah.
There have been times when I've had emails from people that were just horrendous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of, you know, several people have questioned whether I ought to be on the radio at all, ever.
Well, yeah.
And accused me of everything there. Called me every name there is, but had nothing to back it up to say why. These are the cowards of the keyboard out there.
Well, yeah. They disagree with one thing you said. I mean, that happened in TV for me. I had a couple people write letters, and some of them were threatening.
They won't even be specific about it. They just, you know.
Yeah.
They're just a turd, you know.
Right.
But go on and on. So there's bull, but don't let him bully you. Just delete him. Don't let him be on your Facebook. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I hear you.
Yeah. So should we punch him back, or what did he do in the Brady Bunch? Who was it? Was it Greg or who?
Well, so I don't remember. One of the boys, maybe Peter.
Yeah.
Somebody's getting bullied.
Yeah.
And the lesson was, hey, you've got to
stand up
for one time. You've got to stand up and let that person know you're not going to take it all every time.
And you got to be ready for one thing: you get your lights punched out.
Exactly.
That could happen. But,
exactly.
But I mean, that's the story of the Karate Kid.
Absolutely.
It's a plot of a lot of movies and TV shows. Yeah. If you're getting beat up, you got to stand up to that person.
I know that Ted has patterned most of his adult life after Greg Brady. He's in the Brady Bunch.
That's partly true.
Well, Greg Brady was a leader.
There's always a lesson in there.
Or Chip in My Three Sons.
National
Stop
Bullying Day. All right, thank you. Thank you, guys. 6:56, Steve and Ted, 7 o'clock. Coming up, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted. Florida preparing for Hurricane Milton. Wichita Public School enrollment is up. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.